The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw him, they worshiped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord. Our first reading, as always during the Easter season, is from the Acts of the Apostles. And this is the second book written by St. Luke to a person named Theophilus. Theophilus is a person whose identity is not known. Scholars think it may have been a Roman official who Luke is trying to convert, or perhaps a rich person who was paying for copies of Paul's writings. Or it could be a symbolic name. Theos means God, and filial means to love. So the book might have been addressed to all those who love God, that is, to the Christian community. Jesus promises his disciples they will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon them, and then they are to be witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Our second reading is from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, and it is really a prayer that we might come to know and understand God more fully through the Holy Spirit, and more fully comprehend what God is offering us through the death and resurrection of Jesus. And in Matthew's Gospel, as we have heard the various accounts of life with the risen Christ, perhaps we might want to think about the disciples who witnessed these amazing signs and who heard our Lord instruct them day in and day out. This same group, Matthew tells us, that when they saw him, they worshiped, but they doubted. Is it any wonder then that we too might have questions? We hear that Jesus has all power in the heavens and on earth. He gave that authority to the 11 disciples and instructed them to baptize in the name of the Trinity and to teach them to observe all that Jesus commanded. We are not only recipients of these same instructions, but recipients of the power of the Holy Spirit. If we remember our catechism, we know that when we are baptized, as well as when we are confirmed, we receive the Holy Spirit. We are not to stand around and look up at the sky, but rather we are to get busy, to spread the good news to whatever part of the world we might be in on any given day, so that people can see what a true Christian acts like, it sounds like. So let us pray that we will be given courage and strength to do just that, so that people may witness what it means to be a Christian in the world of today.